Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The House is expected to pass tonight or tomorrow President Biden's $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package. Republicans oppose the bill as too expensive. It would provide more emergency financial relief to households, businesses, and state and local governments struggling with the economic effects of the pandemic. An advisory committee to the Food and Drug Administration has voted in favor of authorizing a COVID-19 vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson. NPR's Joe Pelka has more.
The committee analyzed a wealth of efficacy and safety data for the vaccine, most from a large study of more than 40,000 volunteers carried out in the United States, South Africa, and six Latin American countries. Overall, the vaccine had an efficacy of 66% against moderate to severe COVID and 85% against more serious disease. Most of the adverse events related to the vaccine were not serious. A major advantage of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is it only requires a single shot. If the FDA accepts the committee's recommendation and issues an emergency use authorization, the company says it can ship 4 million doses right away and more later in the year. Joe Palka, NPR News.
President Biden visited Texas today with a message: the federal government is here to help following last week's winter storms. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Biden used this trip to hit a theme that he's made central to his presidency. He's not going to let politics get in the way of working with governors and local leaders, regardless of party. For Texas right now, that means sending federal help in the aftermath of the winter storms.
We're not here today as Democrats or Republicans. We're here today as Americans. The American leaders with responsibility, all of us here in this parking lot. Responsibility to all the people we serve.
The same goes for the coronavirus. The federally supported mass vaccination site Biden visited in Houston can currently serve 6,000 people a day. Tamara Keith, NPR News, traveling with the president.
A newly declassified report released today says the Saudi crown prince likely approved the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. NPR's Greg Myrie says U.S. intelligence had concluded that Mohammed bin Salman was responsible 2 months after the killing, that then-CIA Director Gina Haspel had briefed senators on the case.
They came right out of that meeting and said it was very clear, saying things like if this had been a trial, he would have been convicted in 30 minutes, talking about the crown prince. But President Trump was very protective of the Saudis. He even ignored legislation calling for this unclassified version to be released. It's no accident, no coincidence that it's coming out now with a new administration in place.
NPR's Greg Myrie reporting. This is NPR News. Police and the military in Nigeria are searching for more than 300 girls kidnapped from a boarding school in the northern part of the country. Nigeria has seen several such abductions in recent years, often by militants and criminal gangs seeking ransom money or the release of their members from jail. No one has claimed responsibility for this kidnapping. The Nigerian president said the government will not succumb to blackmail. Myanmar's UN ambassador appealed for strong action from the international community to help end the military takeover of his country. Linda Fasulo reports.
Myanmar's UN ambassador Cho Min Tan made an emotional appeal to UN members to use any means necessary against the military regime to return democracy to his country. And he said the military posed an existential threat to Myanmar. Earlier, the UN special envoy urged countries not to recognize or cooperate with the military regime. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield urged member states to use any channel available to tell the military that violence against the Myanmar people won't be tolerated. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
The Commerce Department reports consumer spending in the U.S. climbed 2.4% last month, the sharpest increase in 7 months. This follows two straight months of declines in consumer spending, which raise concerns that during the pandemic, people are too stressed to shop. Consumer spending is watched closely because it accounts for more than two-thirds of U.S. economic activity. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.